Step 2. Believe. Lisa Nichols.
Step 2 is believe. Believe that it's already yours. Have what I love to call unwavering faith, believing in the unseen.
You must believe that you have received. You must know that what you want is yours the moment you ask. You must have complete and utter faith. If you had placed an order from a catalogue, you would relax, know you are going to receive what you ordered, and get on with your life.
See the things that you want as already yours. Know that they will come to you at need. Then, let them come. Don't fret and worry about them. Don't think about your lack of them. Think of them as yours, as belonging to you, as already in your possession. Robert Collier.
In the moment you ask and believe and know you already have it in the unseen, the entire universe shifts to bring it into the scene. You must act, speak, and think as though you are receiving it now. Why? The universe is a mirror, and the law of attraction is mirroring back to you your dominant thoughts. So doesn't it make sense that you have to see yourself as receiving it? If your thoughts contain noticing you do not have it yet, you will continue to attract not having it yet. You must believe you have it already. You must believe you have received it. You have to emit the feeling frequency of having received it to bring those pictures back as your life. When you do that, the law of attraction will powerfully move all circumstances, people, and events for you to receive. When you book a vacation, order a brand new car, or buy a house, you know those things are yours. You wouldn't go and book another vacation for the same time or purchase another car or house. If you won a lottery or received a large inheritance, even before you physically had the money, you know it is yours. That is the feeling of believing it is yours. That is the feeling of believing you have it already. That is the feeling of believing you have received. Claim the things you want by feeling and believing they are yours. When you do that, the law of attraction will powerfully move all circumstances, people, and events for you to receive. How do you get yourself to a point of believing? Start make-believing. Be like a child and make-believe. Act as if you have it already. As you make-believe, you will begin to believe you have received. The genie is responding to your predominant thoughts all the time, not just in the moment you ask. That's why after you've asked, you must continue to believe and know, have faith. Your belief that you have it, that undying faith, is your greatest power. When you believe you are receiving, get ready and watch the magic begin.
You can have what you want if you know how to form the mold for it in your own thoughts. There is no dream that may not come true if you but learn to use the creative force working through you. The methods that work for one will work for all. Robert Collier.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
The universe will start to rearrange itself to make it happen for you.
Jack Canfield.
Most of us have never allowed ourselves to want what we truly want because we can't see how it's going to manifest.
Bob Proctor.
If you do just a little research, it is going to become evident to you that anyone that ever accomplished anything did not know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You don't need to know how it's going to come about. You don't need to know how the universe will rearrange itself.
How it will happen, how the universe will bring it to you, is not your concern or job. Allow the universe to do it for you. When you are trying to work out how it will happen, you are emitting a frequency that contains a lack of faith, that you don't believe you have it already. You think you have to do it, and you do not believe the universe will do it for you. The how is not your part in the creative process.
Bob Proctor.
You don't know how. It'll be shown to you. You'll attract the way.
Lisa Nichols.
Most of the time when we don't see the things that we've requested, we get frustrated, we get disappointed, and we begin to become doubtful. The doubt brings about a feeling of disappointment. Recognize that feeling and replace it with a feeling of unwavering faith. I know, like I know, like I know, that it's on its way.